Blessings, everyone. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're studying the Psalms, and we're going through the Psalms. Just brief overview, right? We're up to Psalm 19, and there are certain Psalms. We've already encountered two or three of them. There's many Psalms, as a matter of fact, but there's certain ones that have such profound information, such profound insight, that, folks, we have to give heed to it. We have to give attention to it. And this psalm right here, particularly the first part of it, well, and the last part, but the first part, it has things which are absolutely mind-shattering. I mean that, mind-shattering. You will be challenged, okay? You will experience cognitive dissonance. The reason I can declare that to you is because I have experienced it, and I know. Because these are truths that I'm about to read to you that we have heard, okay? We've heard many times, and we know these. And I dare say that most of us will sit here and can quote these truths back and forth to each other, and we know them. And yet, do we really believe what the Scripture says? Or do we believe what we've been told? Or do we believe what we've been told? Much of what we believe not because we've actually experienced it. We believe because we've been told. We've been taught. And we've been taught by people that we highly trust. Okay, it was no malicious thing on our part. And honestly, it's no malicious thing on the part of those that have taught us, because they were taught and they were taught. These are things that actually go back. What we're experiencing right now goes back at least 500 years. And there's some amazing history related to what happened 500 years ago, related to what this 19th Psalm is talking about. And of course, I know you're going right now, what in the world is he talking about? Well, we'll see as we go along. But I just want you to pay attention to what the Scripture says. Okay, just pay attention to what the Scripture says, and then pay attention to what you see. Yes, to what you see. You know, we take so much for granted. We think we know the nature of things, but we really don't, because the bottom line is this, folks. We've been lied to. We have been lied to at a level and a scale that is nearly unfathomable. Okay? I'm not sure I'll get into all that with us, but perhaps I will. But I will tell you this. I'm actually planning on, hoping maybe to do it this year, to do a study. I'm not sure how this is going to come about, on what is referred to as biblical cosmology. In other words, what is the true nature of things? What is the nature of creation? What is encompassed within all this? And I've actually been learning so much about this for many, many, many years. And actually going back my whole life, you know, most of y'all know, but I hadn't mentioned it lately. In college, I was going an entirely different route. I was getting a degree in chemistry. I was going to be like a research scientist, that kind of thing. And literally my senior year, I wound up going an entirely different way. I effectively got a degree in chemistry, though I don't remember any of that stuff. That's like another lifetime. Y'all know what I mean? So anyway, I was in that science stuff. I was in all that kind of thing. But in recent years, the last 20 or 30 years, you know, there were some things I started questioning. I questioned them back then, but, you know, I trusted this and trusted that. But now, when you just look at what the Scripture says, when you look with your own eyes, when you look at some of the history of things, okay, when you look at all this, you begin to realize, wait a minute, something is up. Let me just share with you the first part of this 19th Psalm. And I'm going to read from several translations as we go through this because of what they say. Where do I want to start? Okay, I want to start with the English Standard Version. Psalm 19, verse 1. To the choir master, a psalm of David. Okay, there we go again. Well, this is the psalm of David. He wrote this out. It's for the choir master, so that means it's going to be sung. It's going to be a part of worship in some form or another. Here's what it says. You're going to know this verse. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Well, there you go. Most of us will know this, that the heavens declare the glory of the Lord, of God. But do we know what that really means? And the ESV says, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. So there's a distinction here between the heavens and the sky. That's interesting, isn't it? They declare the glory of God, and they proclaim God's work, his handiwork. Listen to New American Standard. It says, the heavens are telling of the glory of God. Ooh, that's interesting. I like that little turn of the phrase. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and their expanse is declaring the work of his hands. So this tells us that the heavens, and notice this plural, the heavens are telling of the glory of God. It's an ongoing thing. They're telling of God's glory. And their expanse is declaring the work of his hands, proclaiming his handiworks. Now, let me read the King James, and I'm going to read the Lexham too. My time is flying by. This is important. King James. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. The firmament. Yeah, you might have heard of that term here or there or somewhere along the way. The firmament. What is a firmament? We'll look at that in a moment, maybe. Listen to the Lexham. The heavens are telling of the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims the work of his hands. Now, the Lexham is the translation done by Logos Bible Software, and it's an academic type translation, and it's an ongoing translation. In other words, they don't translate something and then 20 years later come back and refine it based upon the latest academic research and insights and things that we've discovered. Okay? They do it on an ongoing basis. Notice how they pick up the word firmament. New American Standard and ESV use sky and expanse. It's the firmament. The heavens declare the glory of God. There's more than one heaven. It says the heavens. And the firmament shows his handiwork. What is a firmament? Well, the actual Hebrew word means like an extended solid surface, an expanse. Okay? And in Genesis particularly, you see that the firmament was the vault of heaven that held the waters above from the waters below. I always love how even in good, solid, theological, believing resources, they'll throw these little caveats in. Like the BDB says this, it's considered by Hebrews as solid and supporting the waters above. Notice that, considered by Hebrews. Well, yeah, that's true. The Hebrews understood that the firmament was a vaulted, solid thing above the earth. They understood that. But these resources will say, well, it was considered by the Hebrews. In other words, they're saying, well, they thought that, but we know better now. That we know better now. And you will run to this, and 99.9% of the resources that you find will say things like that and will water things down because they will say this, we know better now. This is what they used to think. And we literally just throw away the firmament when the scripture teaches boldly and forthrightly that there is a firmament. Scripture tells us a lot about it. My time's up for today. We'll explore more in the next episode. I'll see y'all then. Goodbye.